Back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. If you missed last episode, we did our running backs 38 through 19, so if you haven't already, go give that a listen. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing great. You know, we're wrapping up the running backs. We're officially made two episodes this week. We're back. So I'm excited. After that 2 week hiatus, again, I apologize. We both apologize.
Yes.
For going on hiatus out of nowhere. Just life hits and, you know, you gotta just work with it. So we're back though. We're gonna be on a regularly scheduled program. But I'm excited. How are you doing though?
I'm good. Like you said, sorry about the 2 weeks hiatus. But yeah, I'm just excited to get back to our regular schedule, talking more football. I started talking football with my coworkers a lot more over those past 2 weeks because I think they're getting annoyed of football talk now. But yeah, I'm excited for this episode.
Heck yeah. Obviously, we're finishing out the running backs. So we talked about the news in the last episode. Nothing's really happened since then.
Yeah.
So there's not much news to talk about this one. Next week, actually, I'll just go ahead and bring it up. We're doing hot takes, so feel free to check that out next week. I'm sure that's going to get some people riled up, but that's the whole fun of hot takes, because everybody's got a different opinion about stuff, so, you know.
Yeah.
I'll just tune in on Monday to check that one out.
Yeah, I'm going to have some, like, crazy, crazy hot takes. Like, I'm about to say some crazy stuff in that episode, but that is next episode, so.
Yes. So we'll focus on the right now, and that's the running. So I'm going to start it off, or do you want to start it off?
You can start it off.
All right. I'm going to start it off with David Montgomery. He's at, like, that right along the tier of Aaron Jones, Rashad White, Stevenson. You know, he's, like, right in there, in my opinion. I just think he's been better than that group right now, or he will be better this season than that group. Dude was still a beast last year, and he had to split the backfield completely with Gibbs. And I think Gibbs is going to be better and more prominent this year, but I still think Montgomery is going to be more of the goal line work.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's what made the Lions so dangerous. Like, they had both their running backs just – that they were just both dogs, so it was a scary back.
Yeah.
But here to start off today, I have Joe Mixon. I'm not a Joe Mixon fan. I just don't think he's slowly, like, in my eyes, getting slower and just not can carry that full RB1. Experience or the workload. I'm just not a big fan of him. I don't think he's going to produce as well as he did last year. Even on that Texans team, I fear that he's going to be splitting carries with Damian Pierce. But yeah, just not a big Mixon fan.
Honestly, good take. Like, I'm trying to think about it. I'm like, yeah, I think Mixon's starting to fall. He was next for me. That's a good pick there, though.
Yeah, it's just like he's slowing down each year.
He's slowing down a lot.
And that's why the Ravens got...
So.
Yeah. And that's why the Bengals got rid of him, because they knew, like, oh, we should not pay him. Mixon.
Nope, you do not pay Mixon. No.
And paying a running back is always dangerous just in the first place. So,
I don't think it ever really works.
Yeah, but here, for me, did you have anything else to say about Mixon? Sorry.
No, I'm with you. You covered it.
Okay. Here I have White, Rashid Weiss. Rashid White. He's a dog. He helped that Bucks offense out so much. Even whenever Mike Evans and Godwin couldn't catch a pass in the playoffs, Rashid Weiss was there. Rashid White, oh my gosh, I'm getting my words all mixed up today. Yeah, but he's a good running back. So I think he's going to produce again this year. With that Bucks offense getting older, so
yeah.
I think they'll lean on him a bit more.
He is a dog. He can do receiving. He can do the run game. He knows how to get through the hole. Honestly, I was debating it. I'm gonna move around my list. I'm throwing Mixon back. And I'm throwing Montgomery back. And I'm throwing White in front of Stevenson. So. 21, I have Aaron Jones now. Montgomery's at 20. Mixon's at 19. Stevenson is at 18. White is at 17. I think that's how that works. Yeah, because we should have 7. But here, I was already debating it, and I was like, now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah, I feel good about it. Now that I've taken a couple days to think about it. But I'm going to have James Conner as my next one. Dude, this past year was a dog. Every year, I think, with Arizona, he's actually been really good when healthy. I remember that first year in Arizona, he had 15 touchdowns. This past year, he had 12 and a little over 1,000 yards. He is a great running back, and he is a, like, phenomenal piece right now for the Cardinals, especially with how bad the roster was around him this past year. He still performed at a high level. And they did take Benson, but I'm not worried about it because Benson, I don't think, is that great. So that could come back to bite me, but I think Connor's just good enough to now to keep the job at least this year and be a top, close to 15 running back.
Yeah. That's actually where I have Connor. I have Connor next here. Like you said, he was one of the only bright spots on that Cardinals offense this past year. When Murray wasn't out there, and he's just a dog. Like, he is truly just a great running back to have in the backfield. He's getting on the older end of things, so I don't know how much more he has in the tank, but he's coming off a great year, great 2 years. So he's a heck of a player and a former Steeler, so.
He was a good former Steeler, too.
He was. He was a Pro Bowler, which that means nothing now, but...
Well, yeah, the Pro Bowl's always just kind of been washed.
Yeah.
Now, it's only... No, because he was a dog, man. I think A-Chain's going to be really good, so I'm waiting on him. This is getting rough. We're hitting the good ones. Yeah, I think I'm going to have James Cook. And it's solely because he just can't score touchdowns. And they, like, I think they fed him the ball a lot this past year. Like, he got force-fed a little bit. I think. Hold on. No. I'm completely wrong. Maybe a little. But James Cook only had 2 touchdowns this past year.
Well, because Steve Brady, I think that's his name, like, just... It's not a good offensive coordinator.
Okay, he had 1. Oh, he had 4 receiving touchdowns. Okay. I did not see that on the basic stat look, so I'm taking that one back. Oops. Because he had 400 yards receiving. Yeah. I have guys I'm not touching. So, definitely some guys I'm not touching. Alright. Is it hot take time?
Oh, yeah.
But I got a little bit of a hot take. Maybe a hot take. I think some people have lost their step. So I ask forgiveness.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. Like, I was going to do a hot take, but, like,
ACL, Nick Chubb. LCL. And knee. Like, his complete knee got deformed this past season. I know he's recovering. But, like, look at what happens every time that happens to a running back. Do they ever get the step back right away, or at least the season after?
I mean, Nick Chubb was one of the guys that truly came back from an ACL injury.
True, but and now it's all 3.
But I feel like there's other guys on here that I am lower on.
I just think there's a brighter future for the rest of the group than there is for Chubb right now.
I mean, Yeah.
I was going to put A-Chain here, but I decided against it because I think A-Chain is going to have a phenomenal year. He's going to have what Mostert had this past year, but better.
That's what I mean, Chubb this low is, like, kind of crazy. Because, I mean, I still look at – I mean, Nick Chubb is older than Taylor, but, like, Taylor just – can't stay healthy ever. Nick Chubb, he can stay healthier than Jonathan Taylor. So it's like, I mean, out of those two, right? I mean, I would rather probably have Taylor just because of the age.
Exactly. Well, that's part of it too. I'm like, I think Taylor's probably due for a better year because he got hurt because they were just giving him the ball so much because they didn't have a QB. Now, I don't know if they have a QB right now. I think Richardson's getting blown out of the water for playing a game and a half, but it is what it is.
I mean, hey, I'm a Richardson's get I'm a Richardson guy myself, so
I am a Richardson guy, okay? That's the thing. But people, especially the fantasy community, are acting like he's a top three fantasy QB after playing a game and a half. I can't get behind that. I don't buy into hype anymore. After what happened with Javonte Williams, I don't buy into hype.
Yeah. I mean, Anthony Richardson, hopefully he worked on his sliding technique, or just sliding in general, honestly, and his accuracy this offseason. If he worked on those two things, I think he could be a really good quarterback. But
man, okay, I'm just looking at Chubb, and, like, I'm going to stick with it, but, like, it's just because it was all three. Like, it is truly because of the injuries. I think he'll have it down here.
Yeah, I'd probably want him more than probably most
of I wouldn't want him more than Taylor, but
it's close for me.
Like, it's truly because of how bad the injury was.
Oh, yeah. The injury was so bad, they didn't even show it on television.
No. Okay, guys that got derailed by injuries, okay? Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, Dalvin Cook. After their really bad injuries, they were never the same. They were still good for a little while longer, but they were never the same.
But Nick Chubb is just a different animal.
Okay, he, Todd Gurley was even more of a different animal. And look what happened. He retired.
But
he's not even 30 years old yet, and he's retired.
But I think Nick Chubb is just significantly better than Todd.
That's your hot take.
I don't think it's crazy, dude, because Nick Chubb out here, he is a dangerous man. And I understand Todd Gurley was dangerous, but, like, Todd Gurley just didn't have the power Nick Chubb had, so I mean, I would take Nick Chubb every day of the week over Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley's prime was nuts.
It was. I'm not saying it wasn't, but, like, okay. Nick Chubb just
do me a favor, look at the 2018 season.
All right.
Look at his receiving numbers. Right. Chubb doesn't hold a candle.
Ta-da. Wait, I can't find it. I looked up one hit wonder season. No, but
that's crazy.
I'm just joking.
Four great seasons, but all
right. Yeah, no, I know.
Really? Five great seasons.
Okay, yeah. Crazy seasons. Let's compare him to
Chubb is just
Nick.
As a power back, Chubb is better. But as an overall
not even back, just as a power back. As an all back, I would have Nick Chubb.
Let me see. Chubb doesn't have as he's truly more of a power back in my opinion. He doesn't really have the receiving work.
So Todd Gurley has played 11 more games than Chubb. He only has 200 more yards than him. Or no. Rushing attempts, Gurley has only 200 more. Rushing touchdowns, 19. receptions, 120. Reception yards, 1,000. I mean, just off the play that I've, like, watched both of them, like, I still like Todd Gurley or Nick Chubb.
I mean, Chubb beats him in pure rushing, but I'm pretty sure. No, it didn't. I think as a receiving threat, I'm taking Gurley, like, completely. Like,
oh, as a receiving threat? Absolutely.
As a, like I said, if we're just talking rushing, not just full third down, like, if we need 90 yards and we're handing it off to one of them, I'll give it to Gurley in this prime. But if we need the goal line, I'm giving it to Chubb. Because, I mean, Gurley literally eclipses Chubb in receiving. He's double in... Yeah, he's double. Like, complete double. With 8 more touchdowns.
Then, who would you rather have in their prime? Christian McCaffrey or Todd Gurley?
Oh, I'll take McCaffrey. Gurley was amazing, though. But
he was. I'll give him that.
We might need to do some of that, like our all-time people rankings.
Yeah. Or just like all-time hot takes. That'd be a good episode.
We could do that next week, you know? Do a full-time hot takes.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
If we're in summer, I mean, it's hot out already.
a dad joke for this episode had to be.
You're welcome. I had to. It's better than the joke I made last episode, all right? We're moving on now. Who is your 15?
My 15 is Kenneth Walker.
I don't hate it.
Kenneth Walker, like... I mean, I think he's good. Like, obviously, he's better than all these guys. But the guys that are still up here, it's just like, who's he better than?
I think he's better than Derrick Henry now.
Oh,
golly. I'm kidding.
I mean, somewhat fair.
I do think Henry's gonna lose a step, but I would still take Henry over Walker.
Yeah, no, I will take Henry over Walker any day of the week. But I do. See what you're saying, like Henry will lose a step, but I think he's going to have a phenomenal year this year because he has Lamar Jackson to rely on, and then Henry and Lamar in the backfield is something I've never wanted to experience in my life as a football fan. But yeah, Kenneth Walker, he's good, but he's just not as good as these guys.
I thought he had a better year than he did. I'm still a believer. I mean, he played 15 games. He would have broke 1,000 easy. He had 8 touchdowns. He was 15th in carries, too. So it's not like – and he was solid in receiving, too.
Yeah.
No, I think I agree with you. So we're going to throw Chubb up because I thought Kenneth Walker had like 1,100 yards this past year. That's my fault. So I'm gonna throw Kenneth Walker at 15 actually and throw Chubb at 14. It's just, yeah. Even thinking about it now, I didn't even realize I still had Walker up there.
Yeah. Chubb is just...
I just think it's the cliff, and he's at the age, and it's the injury, and you know, it's the not trusting it, like.
Which is totally fair.
The Patriots could have drafted Nick Chubb like 3 times in that draft. I do love that.
Yeah, Nick Chubb is just like, he's great, but
yeah. He's at the 29 is the fall-off age, and he'll be 29 this year in November, which is the fall-off. Yeah. Like, that's the fall-off number for a running back.
Yeah, but it's just so hard not to look at Nick Chubb as one of the top guys.
Don't get me wrong. If we were doing this past season, top 5. But this season, like, if we were going into this past season, he would have been top 5 easy. Not even a question. But now, the fall off age, the injury, like the triple injury, And I don't even know where he's on in his process, but I think he's still got a couple months to go.
Yeah, I don't even know if he'll start this season.
I wouldn't start him this season. I'd at least take him out week one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stupid Steelers got him hurt.
Dude, it was just like a freak injury, honestly. It was...
Did someone get hurt too?
What?
I said, didn't y'all get someone hurt that game too?
I think it was Fitzpatrick and Watt. I think they both went down with like some type of injury.
So, okay. Chubb could either return late August or mid-season.
Wow.
And I'm going off of how I think their season's going to be. If Chubb's missing games, that's why he's going to be lower, because he's not going to have a good season. That's the rejection timeline right now, is he could miss, like, he could technically be recovery for a full year, actually. That'd be crazy.
Dude, the Browns are looking rough.
Well, yeah, you have Deshaun Watson. You traded everything for Deshaun Watson. You should have gone after Lamar. Oh, wait, you couldn't, because he's in division, and they would never do that. Forgot that for a second.
Yeah.
The Falcons, you know.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Yes, that was awful.
They were so dumb. You were willing to pay Kirk Cousins that much money, but not Lamar?
I think they realized, like, their mistake. They're like, oh, shoot, we might have to pay a guy. We can't ride with Desmond Ridder. Even though I was a Desmond Ridder believer myself.
Still can't believe it. And I still think about it every time, how in Madden he's still, like, king of the court, basically. He'll go to a Super Bowl. He'll lead the Falcons to a Super Bowl every time.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
It is.
You have 15.
15. I'm deciding between three guys here. I want to look at their numbers because I don't know their numbers at the top of my head. My three guys: Travis Etienne, Williams. No, not Williams. James Cook and Jacobs.
Etienne, I'm a lot higher on than most. I think he's a beast.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Jacobs here.
I'm kind of with you.
Because Jacobs is older than those guys, and I would want the younger guy, obviously, especially at the running back position, because that is just so valuable at the running back position. Andy got injured this year, so it's like...
Yeah. I kind of forgot about that with him, though. Like, he got injured.
Yeah.
I just thought it was
like he... I feel like he got injured the year before, too.
Oh, he had a beast of a year.
Oh, was that his year that he had, like, 15 touchdowns or something? I'm glad the Packers signed him, though. I thought that was a good signing for him.
Yeah, it was definitely a good signing, especially leaving, like, now that Aaron Jones is gone. By the way, I think they're almost the same age, or they might be. No. That's not what he'll
do. No, Aaron Jones.
I think it's the same age as somebody, and it's like, or maybe that's Pollard.
Jacobs is 26, and Pollard is 27.
Yeah. Pollard's like the same age as a couple guys, and I'm like, really? Like, that's shocking to me.
Yeah, I feel like Pollard is much older.
No, I feel like Pollard was younger.
Oh. I don't know. For some reason, like, I thought he was older, but he didn't have his breakout season until later on. Yeah. Or, yeah.
His breakout season was year two or three.
It was year four. Or year three. I literally just had Pollard stats pulled up.
That's funny.
It was year one, two, three, four. Well, year three, he had 700.
Was it Pollard and Mixon?
Mixon. Joe Mixon.
Yeah, Mixon's 27.
The criminal. Let's look up Joe Mixon crap. No, but...
yeah, Pollard just turned 27. But, like, Mixon's about to turn 28, so...
It's so funny to me how, like, these NFL guys... Wait.
So Pollard and Mixon are the same age right now, though. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, that is crazy. It's funny to me how, like, these NFL guys get away with so much off the field.
Oh, like Mixon and Rice and...
Like, just all these guys.
Like, full jail time. Like, or set an example, league. Like, you're the NFL. Gambling and stuff, you're gone for a year, but you beat your wife and you're gone for two games? Like, come on.
Yeah, it's like... Don't do that again now, okay? And it's like, oh, he really learned his lesson. But gambling, it's like, you're out, like, never play for the NFL ever again. It's like, dude, this man just beat a woman. And, yeah. But you see all these ads that are like, oh, gambling, like, oh, DraftKings, get $15 or whatever. And it's like, bro.
The league makes money off it anyway, but still, like, they just don't want to rig it and stuff. I can respect.
Yeah. Yeah, you can still have the year suspension for gambling, but keep the same energy whenever it comes to an actual crime.
Yes. Like, that's exactly my thought process. Like, if you're going to do it for both. Okay, I keep pushing Nick Chubb up because the more and more I look at the people, I'm like, I can't put Nick Chubb under him. So I'm putting Jacobs at 14 and Chubb at 13, but then I'm done. Like, I promise that's it. That is the last move up for Chubb. I just kind of forgot people.
Pretty sure.
Chubb will sit at 13. Jacobs, kind of the same reasons. Didn't have a great year. Injury. New team. It's the formula. The running back bust formula. Hits 90% of the time, and so I will trust it for all time.
I mean, Jacobs is going to a great system, though.
He is. That's the thing. It's just 27, coming off an injury, going to a new team as a running back. Like, you know, those three things are usually a major red flag with a running back.
Yeah.
I still think he's top 15, though. But, yeah, I'm worried about him.
Yeah, fair point. Yeah.
And again, probably when we post this on TikTok, we'll need to just do a disclaimer and be like, this is for this upcoming season. Injuries and other things play a purpose in this.
Or, you know what? We could just, like, say nothing and just see the, like, we could actually get more views if, like...
Oh, the rage. We'd be like, just check out the video. That's all we'll say.
Yeah, because, like, cause if we explain it, then they're like, oh, okay. But I feel like on the football side of TikTok, it's just, like, the more, like, crazy takes or, like, quote-unquote terrible takes people say, the more, like, publicity they get.
Kirk Binkert. Yeah. Shots fired. But yeah,
I'm kind of with you on that one. Here, how old is James Cook? He's not too old.
No, he's like two. This is his third year.
Okay, I was like,
is he 24?
Yeah. Why is a British explorer coming up whenever I type in James Cook?
Because that's James Cook.
Yeah, I'm gonna put A-Chain here.
I like it. I like that spot for A-Chain.
Not because I think he's bad or like anything like that. I think he's going to be a great running back, but A, he's got to stay healthy, and B, this was his first year really like going off and just.
Yeah,
and it was just his first year in the league too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So it's just still like we don't know.
Yeah, so
I do think he'll be great, but Dolphins fans are going to be happy with where we put him. I'm sure of that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Maybe upset. Like he's supposed to be top 10, not yet.
Yeah, top 10 is pushing it, especially with all these guys on the list.
Yeah.
Actually, pause. No, timeout. Drop A-Chain. Hot take time.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor.
No.
Yeah, I knew.
No.
I just he no. just can't stay healthy. He just can't stay healthy. He can't though. He's had one really great year.
I'd say two really great years.
One incredible year. One good year. Like really good.
One insanity year in 2020 or 2021.
Key insanity. Ever since then, 192 attempts, 800 yards, 169 attempts, 700 yards.
He's still averaging 4.5 yards a carry. And if you look, this past year he was better, technically, but played one less game. So, but the team around him, the line isn't good. And I think that's a major contributor that isn't being talked about with this team.
I'll put James Cook up there. Yeah.
James Cook.
Wait. Who did I? No, I meant A-Chain. A-Chain, yeah. Sorry. I can't put Taylor there. Yeah, I mean.
Now, as much as I agree with you, Taylor is towards the back half of my top 10 right now. But I just don't think right now you could put a guy like A-Chain, who had one season, guaranteed it was a good season, over Taylor.
Yeah, because then I'd be kind of being a hypocrite there. I have to keep A-Chain here. But I am on the lower end of things with Taylor.
I don't understand why.
It's just the health issues. Like, he just...
He's still playing over 10 games a year. A-Chain, I think, only played, like, 10 games this year.
Dude, and A-Chain had, like, 1,000 yards.
811, I think.
Wait, he only had 811?
It was something like that.
Yeah, okay. This is his injuries. Jonathan Taylor. Thumb. Ankle, knee.
Dude, it's the same injury. Yeah, okay. A-Chain played 11 games, 800 yards.
I think Jonathan Taylor's better than A-Chain, obviously, but...
Like, I'm not, like, trying to mess with your list or anything. It's just like...
No, that was a bad take. I was trying to be, like... I was trying to have an extra hot take, and I was like... Then I thought about it, and I was like, no.
Me with Chubb, so...
I can't do that.
I slowly worked my way up with Chubb on my list, to be
fair. Yeah.
I kind of forgot people, and I think A-Chain, he's just not going to have the same issues. I don't want to be like copycat, but I think he's next for me too.
I mean, yeah, like who else would you put there?
I have no clue. So he's what?
Jonathan Taylor?
No. I think Taylor's probably going to be like 8, 7. But yeah, I think I'll set A-Chain right there. Yeah, that feels good. Kind of for the same reason. I do think the system they run, any running back will succeed. I think there's a lot of running backs in the league that would do great. Like, I think Jonathan Taylor in the Dolphins system would be insanity. I'm glad it's not a thing. Because imagine Tyreek Hill, you're lined up, you're the defense, you're lined up across from Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, and Jonathan Taylor.
And then Tua. Yeah, or just like a quick RPO, and it's like, ah, Tua, how did you miss that throw?
He overthrew him by 5 yards. Just because Tyreek's 5'8 doesn't mean you overthrow him. I don't know how tall. Actually, Tyreek's like 5'10, but still.
Oh, yeah, 5'8 was crazy.
I forgot how tall he was. I think it was like Tank Dell. I thought of short wide receivers, and Tank Dell came to mind.
Wait, is Tank Dell 5'8?
He's 5'8, 165.
Oh my, no. I mean, he just looks taller out there, though.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know, he's 5'10.
No way. Hold on. What? Who am I thinking of then?
Shortest wide receiver in the NFL. How did you know? Tredon Holloway is 5'5". Holy crap. That is a small man. Deuce Vaughn. Oh, wow. That's just a... Ugh.
No, top, I just want to take down. Hold on. What?
Top 9 wide receivers under 5... under 6 foot. Hunter Renfrow making the list. Love to see that. Darnell Mooney above Hunter Renfrow. Deontay Johnson, Tyler Lockett, Jalen Waddle's only 5'10". What? I don't know. I just see these guys on TV and I'm like, what? Like, they just look a lot bigger. What are you looking for?
There's somebody. I'm trying to figure out who it is that I'm thinking of that was 5'8", 165. Man, okay, it don't matter. It is fine. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's cool. What was the guy this year? Was that it? Maybe that was it. Was it somebody in the draft class?
No, I mean, I feel like we would have talked about that.
No, I could have sworn Tank Dell was shorter than that. I feel lied to. It's fine. It's your pick, though. Who you got it?
This is getting difficult.
Oh, yeah, it's very getting real difficult. My top three is set. My top three is done. I know what I'm doing there. But everything else, I'm like, I don't know.
I'm going with James Cook.
Valid.
He's a great running back. He fits that Bills system really well. He has and how often Allen runs the ball, like James Cook still gets the ball plenty. And he's a great runner. He can catch the ball too, so he's a multiverse running back, which is always a positive.
You can't score a touchdown.
Yeah, but touchdowns. Yeah, but like Josh Allen, he runs it, he throws it, he does everything out there. So it's like, I think in a different system that he would have a lot more touchdowns.
Yeah, he'd have a lot more touchdowns, I'm sure. Because I mean, they get down there and just Josh would just run it in, so.
Yeah,
I remember that made me mad a couple times this past year. I like it though. I like your spot for him. I honestly was thinking about joining you with that. I'm just double checking some stats before I say what I want. I'm like between three guys.
Who are the three?
I'm not telling you because you're gonna be like, what?
Oh, brother. Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
No, I bet it's Derrick Henry.
It's not.
Barkley, no. James Cook, Pacheco.
I like James Cook more.
What?
Okay, statistically, James Cook is better. The system
works. He is.
Pacheco's an angry runner, doesn't make him better. Pacheco didn't even reach 1,000.
He has Patrick Mahomes at quarterback.
Okay. Cook has Josh Allen.
Okay.
There's no excuse here. Josh Allen steals rushes. Mahomes doesn't run as much as Allen does.
Alright.
You're checking, aren't you? But I know for sure, Mahomes does not run as much as Josh Allen does.
Oh, no, I'm not checking that. Actually, I might as well check that.
In every regard, James, outside of actual just plain touchdowns, Cook is better. Receiving-wise, Cook is better, too. Which is kind of what pulled it over. 200 more yards, 2 more touchdowns. Same amount of receptions. Averaging 10 yards versus averaging 5 yards a catch.
All right, it does not show attempts. I don't know why.
You gotta go into it. Cook had 237 carries. Pacheco had 205. Pacheco had 935 yards. Cook had 1,122. So the average Cook wins with 4.7. Pacheco had 4.6. Again, like I said, Pacheco completely destroys when it comes to rushing it in, but he didn't have Josh Allen taking the rushing touchdowns away. Mahomes doesn't do that as much as Josh Allen does. It was like a reverse Gus Edwards.
I don't know. I like Isaac Pacheco a lot more than James Cook.
I love Pacheco. I think he's one of my favorites because his angry running. But I just don't think he's better. Like, just looking at a flat level.
But you don't like Jalen Warren? That is just...
I don't really think Jalen Warren is as an angry runner as Pacheco is.
No, he's not. But, like, I had to bring in Jalen Warren. I was big into Jalen Warren last episode.
Hey, I mean, look where I have Jalen Warren and Pacheco. So, obviously, I like the angry running, but just not as much as the actual running. I really just think Cook is that good in comparison, and I think now that he's got an actual system that might be competent, he'll be better.
I mean, yeah. Going off next season, I think Isaac Pacheco will be better.
I think Pacheco's going to lose some volume because they actually have receivers. First, with Cook, he's going to gain volume because they don't have wide receivers. So.
Or they're going to mix in the run a lot more, the Chiefs will,
also,
and he's going to get a lot more carries.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, I'm going to put Jonathan Taylor.
Okay. But fine. I'll let you do it.
No. I'm going to put ETN. ETN.
I'm also saying okay to that one, too.
I mean, hold up. Let me look at their numbers. Let me look at... Because...
We're just looking at a flat level right now, but we really need to look at it more from a film standpoint. Yeah, I will take ETN over a lot of guys right now. Maybe I'm just thinking fantasy wise too. It does help.
I mean, Karen Williams, I really like. I thought he was just a better runner this year.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to keep Travis Etienne here, which obviously the offensive line did not help. And Karen Williams played 5 less games than Travis Etienne.
Yeah.
He had 100 more yards than him.
Yep.
It's just, it's, yeah.
I would. Yeah, I mean, this is your list. I'll tell you with mine. Show you what I prefer.
Yeah, our lists are totally different, but it's okay. I don't know. I like Karen Williams. Just
he's not. My
I forgot.
I agree with you there. He's not the one I'm disagreeing with.
Who are you disagreeing with?
The people I'm disagreeing with right now: Pacheco and Chubb.
Pacheco.
I don't think Pacheco's as good as Etienne, and I think Chubb is that injury thing. He's moving too far on your list, and I'm scared for you. I'm scared you're going to put him top 5 still, which I'll respect it. If you're talking last year, I'll respect it. But talking this year, a little worse. But your list, you have picked Etienne.
Well, okay, never mind. I forgot that I had Chubb still on the list.
You've made your bed.
No. No, I totally forgot about Chubb. Yeah, it's the injuries. Yeah, I totally forgot about Chubb.
Did he forget he's there? Or is it like he's still...
No, I was like... I don't know. I just totally forgot about Chubb. I was like looking at all these guys. I was like, Yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to put Chubb there.
I'll have James Cook as my next one. Okay? Makes you feel any better. He was next. They were super close, though. I think they're kind of in the same boat. I just think Cook is just slightly better.
I mean, Pacheco is so much faster than Cook, though. So it's like...
Speed-wise, yes. But versatility, Cook was used better as a pass catcher. Same amount of catches, by the way. So it's a perfect number. Same amount of catches, and Cook outperformed. Cook also was better rushing. But
I just feel like Pacheco just hit the hole a lot better than James Cook did.
Depends on how angry he looks doing it. It looks better, in my opinion.
I mean, he just hit more holes than Pacheco, or than Cook. He truly did.
Just Cook rushed
one.
I don't know.
Okay.
Pause, by the way.
What?
I was just saying, you said he hit more holes, so I was just saying pause.
Yeah. I realized I said that, and I was like, I'm just going to let it fly there, but... Okay.
We're gonna have some debates with this. I guess we're having our hot takes a little bit now too.
I don't know. I just like when I watch these two guys, I just look at Pacheco as the better guy.
I mean, and I understand it. I do. I'm not like in full disagreement on it. I just prefer Cook. I do.
Yeah, I mean, Pacheco played 3 less games than he did. He also had 30 more rushing attempts.
Which would have evened out.
Rushing averages, James Cook beats him by 0.1.
Yeah, which I think that would, with more rushes, that probably would get worse. Usually it gets worse, it doesn't get better.
Yeah, I mean... I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's just, I like Pacheco a lot more. Pacheco, when I watch him, is just better in my eyes. I mean, and I can understand that James Cook, like, yeah. James Cook is still, like, a great running back.
I was sleeping on him coming into the year, but now that I've seen him, I'm like, okay, I can't sleep anymore. Also, I'm curious where we're both going to have Saquon on our list.
Yeah, that is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Also, can you switch around James Cook and Nick Chubb? I actually don't want that.
Yeah.
Because Nick Chubb's injured.
Yeah. But you're at 10. So you're 10. Like in the top 10. This is a rough spot.
This is... just like with Travis Etienne, he's a great running back. But the Jaguars' our offensive line is, like, tremendously bad.
Terrible. Terrible. And, but look at it, still. It's, like, he still had a good year behind one of the worst offensive line.
Yeah, he did. I don't know. I'm going to put Pacheco here. No. I'm putting Travis Etienne. I like Pacheco. I'm a Pacheco guy. I think Travis Etienne, phenomenal running back, yes. Yeah. But...
I don't hate it. I really don't hate your spot for him at all.
Yeah. I mean, Pacheco's going to be next either way.
I feel like we're both in the same kind of boat there, yeah.
Like Travis Etienne, James Cook, and Pacheco are all in the same boat in my eyes, kind of.
Yeah.
If I had to necessarily choose one, it'd obviously be Pacheco.
I'm picking Etienne because, like, I think with him at a good offensive line, he'll probably be the best.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about it. Like, I'm just thinking about, like, never mind. I'm putting Pacheco above Cook.
Yeah.
ETN, we've seen more from him.
Yeah.
And with the worst offensive line in Pacheco. So I'm putting Pacheco in front of Cook instead of ETN.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and then we'll talk about it. Sorry if you can hear my dogs. But yeah. I'll just go ahead and leave it there because he's next, right?
Yeah.
We're pretty much in agreement then. It's just like a flip flop there. Travis Etienne, for me, I'm putting him here. I was debating actually with Saquon, I'm not gonna lie. Just because the red flag rule that I have, but it's Saquon Barkley. And I know like we mentioned like the namesake thing, but I went and looked, I'm like, it's still Saquon freaking Barkley. You know, so I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't not put Saquon.
And he just had an awful
team.
Offensive line.
Yes, he has it worse than Etienne.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. He doesn't even have a quarterback back there.
No, he's not. This is really Etienne's really only second year, by the way.
Yeah, but Travis Etienne, he had a good rookie year, though, didn't he? Or he had 2022.
Yeah, but that was a sophomore season, and it was great.
Yeah.
5.1 yard average. But yeah. Yeah, just like looking at it, Saquon kind of wins. Especially because the O-line was, you could tell, was way worse. And I think Saquon's probably in. If he is not in for a top 5 year, or like close to a top 5 year, we got issues considering it's the Eagles' offensive line now that he's going to be under. Yeah, I don't know. I think Etienne here works. I'll probably put Saquon up soon, but not as soon as I was thinking originally. I do think Etienne is a phenomenal running back. He's great receiving. He just doesn't have the offensive line to back him up. It's kind of like Saquon, but just, yeah. It's actually, but he has a quarterback.
Yeah. I am good.
So
What? Oh, yeah. I have ETN.
Talk about ETN here for you. Add.
Yeah, I mean, same with you. Becoming really good. Travis Etienne's a really good running back. That's all I have to say. The team just doesn't help him.
No, they don't help. Okay, well, they help him, but they don't. You know, like, they need to buff it up on the offensive line. They drafted a lineman last year. He hasn't played yet, which I don't like. But, yeah, I like Etienne a lot. So, I wanted to put him higher because, for me, he was the most clutch fantasy running back this past year. He finished top four. And, like, that to me speaks wonders because you're helping me out, so I'm a little more biased towards you. A couple of guys on here.
Yeah.
He was so clutch for me, I'm not going to lie. He was insane. He's at 9, though, so, like, that's not anything bad. This isn't fantasy-related at all. If it was fantasy-related, he'd probably be sitting in top 5, probably right at 5. For me here, dude, this is rough. This is where it gets tough. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna go ahead and do Saquon. Maybe.
What's
your mindset going right here? I have nothing.
I know who I'm going next.
You have yours? Okay, Jonathan.
No, guaranteed. You are not going to like this, but it's okay.
Jonathan Taylor here is fine.
Oh, okay.
I can't hate on Jonathan Taylor here. Like, that's fine. He's top 10. I was not going to have an issue with it if he's top 10. I'm just stuck between 3. I think...
Are you stuck between Breece Hall?
No, Breece is stuck in... No. Mm-mm. Williams, Barkley,
really?
Taylor.
Are you really that high on Breece Hall?
Look at Breece. Go look at Breece right now. Go look at his year.
Under 1,000 yards.
Yep, okay.
590 yards reception. I mean, yeah. Very dynamic running back.
Off the injury. The Jets O-line is terrible. We both know that.
Yes.
He averaged 4.8. He averaged 4.5, excuse me. Terrible offensive line. But the receiving work is nasty. 600 yards receiving this past year.
Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah, I mean...
The receiving work. Like, I promise you, now that he has an offensive line and an actual quarterback... Well, okay, maybe not. I don't know. But... Maybe an actual quarterback.
Yeah, we have no idea with Aaron.
It's a weird spot. Yeah, I'll go Saquon. Because I am a little higher on Taylor than I am Saquon. Saquon's second rule. Mm-hmm. You know the whole ruling. I've already spoke it. It's close, though. It's sitting between teeter-totter for him and Taylor right now. Williams I'll probably put right above. Gotta be honest, going into this, I thought I'd have Derrick Henry a lot lower, and then I realized it's Derrick Henry, and I was just being dumb. I thought his year was a lot worse, but he definitely lost his debt. But yeah.
Well, I have Taylor here.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I like Barkley more than I do Taylor. I mean, I'm just not a. It's just the injury concern is just so, like, and that young, too. Having that many injuries that young.
It's fair. It's the same injury. It just keeps coming back.
Yeah, which is not a good sign.
No.
So it's like, yeah.
I understand it.
I like all these guys more than I like Taylor, so.
And that's fair. I'm with you on it, because I'm going him next at 7.
Behind Barkley?
Oh, yeah, no. right above Barkley.
Oh, just above Barkley. Oh,
right above him. Just right above him. Like, literally, like, if I had to put, like, 7 and 8 on, like, how close they were together right now, they'd be, like, they'd be touching, basically.
Mm.
It was just
Barkley and Taylor would be touching.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thanks, because we needed more jokes like yesterday. Or not yesterday, the other day. This isn't even midnight recording, by the way, guys. So we're just...
Yeah. It is 9:41.
We're out. But yeah, I just like Taylor just a little bit more. I think he's just slightly better. Like, it's very slight. And I also think Saquon... I'm always just worried when a running back goes to their second team, you know, because, like, I feel like a majority of the time it fails. Now, at least now. Like, in today's age, I feel like it fails more often than not.
Yeah, I mean, it fails.
So I'm more
hesitant. But these guys are just on a different level than those other guys.
Well, yeah. Okay, but let me ask you. Look at our top 15. How many guys are still on their first team? You know? Outside of, like,
what?
Christian McCaffrey.
2, 3, 4, 5.
It's literally a majority of them are, like, there's...
Yeah.
There's, like, 3 out of the top 15 that have worked on another... Maybe worked on another team. Okay, Saquon, we don't know. Jacobs, we don't know. Only one that we know of in our top 15 that worked is CMC. So...
Yeah.
It's a huge risk factor in my mind. It will always be a huge risk factor.
Yeah.
But Taylor... It's simply because of the risk factor, and I think Taylor finally is going to have somebody that can take the workload off a little bit, because I think Richardson probably will rush, which will open up lanes and stuff for Taylor eventually, and vice versa. So I think they'll complement each other well, and I think Taylor's due for a big year again. Maybe not as big as the 1 year, but still a big year.
Yeah. I like Barkley because of the situation he's in.
Yes, I understand that part.
So I'm going to have Barkley here. His situation is, like, this is truly, like, a year that if he does not show, like, if he does not break 1,000 yards, then it's, like, everyone will be eyeballing Barkley.
Oh, I'd be like, I'm done. Like, I will be selling out on Barkley. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, you got to sell the stock there.
Yeah. Fantasy-wise, I'd like halfway through the year, if he's not even at, like, 500 by week 8, like, by, like, week 8, if he's not at, like, 500-600, I'm selling the stock right then and there. It's chop. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, that's fair. And I agree with you there.
I mean, if you look at DeAndre Swift this past year, he had a good year behind that O-line. Guaranteed it's a little worse now, but, like, still, it's still the Eagles O-line.
Yeah.
Still rated top of the class, you know? Okay. Simply due to injuries and injury concerns for me, Kyren Williams would be here at 6 because he only played 12 games, and I've heard great things from Blake Corman camp. I'm concerned that he can't stay healthy because this is his first year doing it. So, like, can he stay healthy? You know, like, it's an injury concern. He's still top 6, right? His first year he did nothing. This year, 1,100 yards, 12 touchdowns. Awesome. Great year. 12 games, though. 12 games? Was it 12 games?
I think 11.
It was 12. Okay, yeah, it was 12 games.
Oh, okay.
So, can you finish a full season? Now, are you going to get hurt sooner? Like, that type of thing is always worrisome if it's your first real year rushing and you're getting hurt right away and the team that you're on drafts a running back in the first 3 rounds. Usually that's concerning to me. But I still think Kyren is a beast. He's fast. He can receive the ball pretty well. Dude is kind of a tank at the goal line, too, a little bit. He's not, like, quick step. Like, he's not like a Saquon or Taylor or I don't know who was thinking of. He's not like one of those, but he's more along the lines of like a Chubb back more than anything. But like he still does good. I want to see him with a full year. If he had a full year healthy, he would have been at like, I don't know, like 1,500 yards, and I probably would he'd be sitting in my top three, and I'd be like, yeah, no problem, he's top three. But it's just because it's your first real year rushing and you're getting hurt, that's concerning to me.
Yeah, I agree. It's just like we know how good he is, but it's just the injury that I'm worried about.
I'm like, I know you're good, but like, can you do it consistently without getting hurt? So
yeah.
Because what did he hurt? I don't even remember. He missed 5 games because of something.
His knee?
Yeah, see, that's where it's concerning, because your knee, Gurley, that's where I get concerned, because Gurley, I think, was his knee, and then he had to retire because of it so early. So, like,
I'm no. concerned. It was his, chance of injury in 2024, 88%. That is crazy.
I would genuinely be concerned if it was actually that high. No.
Holy crap! That is the highest I've ever seen. Yeah. No, it was his. So Williams' foot fracture, ankle, hand fracture, hip strain.
He's chilling then. It's fine. Like, that's not in nature. It's just concerning. Because it is
really yeah.
They're the position that gets digged up the most. So, concerned, yeah. but not, like, teeth-chattering concerned.
Who's got here? Yeah, I have Williams as well.
Yeah, which is fair.
Because we've seen a lot from him, but can you stay healthy? That's the big, important thing.
Which is honestly so fair.
I don't know if he can, truly. But yeah.
I like it though. I love him as a running back. I don't have any stock in him to say for fantasy for those people. Which honestly, let us know if we should get into talking about that at all this offseason or during the season. Cause like we both do it, so you know, we could always talk about it on the pod if y'all enjoy that. We can always add it in, maybe a little section once the season starts.
Yeah, me and Zane are doing a dynasty league. This is my first ever dynasty, so I've
brought him to the dark side, and hopefully for many more leagues to come eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited, but I am kind of nervous.
Considering there's money involved, always.
Yeah.
Glad to say I won 6 leagues last year.
I don't know. Oh my god!
$1 profit.
Oh my gosh, dude!
It was kind of nice. I still haven't paid it out though. I was gonna wait till after this season. let me see.
Who do you have here? I'm curious. Trying
to think who I want here. It's about putting respect on Derrick Henry, but also putting respect on the rookies. And I'm like, where do I want to put Derrick Henry with these rookies, because it's still Derrick Henry. McCaffrey's one. Okay, I'm saying it outright.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I'm teeter-tottering between 3. I might... Who do I like more? I'm more of a Bijan fan. Okay, yeah.
Oh!
I'm more of a Bijan fan. I still think Henry's... Yeah, where is he sitting? Hold on.
But your rule, though. What? You're throwing your rule out the window.
My rule?
Somewhat.
Also, he also still had a great year, and so he doesn't fit the mold. There's exceptions to the rule.
Okay, who would you rather have in their prime, Derrick Henry or Todd Gurley?
Derrick? By
slight. Thank you.
Not fantasy purposes.
Slight? By slight?
Okay.
But.
Prime Todd Gurley, I'm thinking of 2018 Todd Gurley, that season alone. And I'm also thinking, okay, Derek. Oh, that's the 2000. Yeah, okay, never mind. Derek Henry.
But it's Derek.
Derrick Henry by a mile. I forgot he had that 2,000-yard season for a minute. Yeah, it's Derrick Henry by a mile.
Yeah, I hear you. I just want to compare careers just for the laughter. Oh, Todd Gurley beats him in receiving. Oh,
obviously.
Dang. Yeah, no, I knew that. It's like, one stat. Oh, good job, Gurley. But other than that, it's Henry. And he's just a better football player than Gurley. And Gurley, and he has 9,500 yards. Wonder where all time he ranks. All time.
Gurley?
Oh, I was looking at Henry, but I'll actually look at Gurley too.
We've talked about Gurley a lot today.
I know, we have. Okay. Henry, where are you, Henry? Henry is 36th. Todd Gurley is.
It's the age. I'll stick with my rule, and I'm high on the young boys. I'm putting Henry.
I see Joe Mix. Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh wow.
What's wrong?
Oh wow. Yeah, okay, I'm just going to name some players who have more yards than Todd Gurley. Michael Vick, Alfred Morris, yeah. Ray Rice, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, LeGarrette Blount, Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, Melvin Gordon,
okay.
Le'Veon Bell.
Keep in mind, longer careers. And Bell was also
okay. Yeah, Bell was fun. Oh, it hurts me that he did not win the Super. Like, we did not make a Super Bowl.
But, it's
Dalvin Cook, 7 years. Five. I mean,
That last year was with the Falcons, and he was already hurt. It didn't really do anything.
Yeah. I mean, Todd Gurley and the short longevity of things is like, wow, that's crazy.
Like his prime 2018 year, insanity. But everything else is just like downhill. I put Henry at 5, though, by the way. I was thinking it with him and Gibbs, but Gibbs is sharing a backfield. Henry was getting almost force-fed this past year, considering he's leading the league in carries. He's second, but like Gibbs overall had total more yards, actually, but just slight margin. And I just think Gibbs is in for a big two, while Henry, you know, the second team rule, and he's 30 and kind of did lose a step, but he's with Lamar, and so like there's the exception to the rule, which you have that with Barkley too. But you also, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Henry here at 5. Derrick Henry is a beast. Like, I will say that right now, he is one of the greatest running backs I've gotten to see play. I'm in Tennessee, we're in Tennessee, so obviously we've gotten to see him a lot.
Yeah, we've got to see him live.
Yeah, which has been awesome.
I would probably say the greatest quarterback running back I've ever seen.
I can see
Adrian Peterson.
I didn't get
to and
TV, so I didn't
really. Yeah, like I didn't watch football as much as I do now in like AP's prime.
Like I'll be totally real. I don't remember a lot of the guys, and so it's Derek here.
Marshawn Lynch, he's up there.
But I'll still take Henry all day.
Yeah.
Some Tennessee bias, but Derrick Henry's always Derrick Henry. So I'm putting Derrick Henry here at 5, though. I know I'm
hyping him up at all,
but, like, it's just age and everything else, dude. It's the rules. It's the rules of the game. You know, it never works out for the running back, but he's still awesome.
Do you remember D'Angelo Williams?
No.
Oh, my gosh. That's a name that I have not seen in a minute. He's like ranked. Where is he? 51. All right. Sorry, I was looking at the all-time rushing. Henry at 5.
You want Henry at 5 too?
I'm thinking...
Same boat.
I'm thinking either Hall or Henry here.
I understand it.
I'm going to put Hall. I got to see more out of him.
Yeah.
I think Hall is...
This was his post-ACL.
Yeah.
Which, for post-ACL, that's a phenomenal year.
Yeah, it is. Like, great year. He had a phenomenal year. But I just think... It's Derrick Henry. It's hard to go against Derrick Henry.
Exactly, and that's why it was rough for me putting him at 5. It was between me, for him, it was Gibbs.
Yeah, I mean, I like Gibbs more than Hall, but it's a hard one for sure.
This year, I knew it was going to be kind of rough.
Yeah.
Now I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do with the rest.
Oh, I already have the rest in my head.
Your rest? Oh, that's nice. Must be okay. Yeah, so you had... Year? I'll put Bijan here at 4. I think Gibbs is slightly better in the receiving. I do think Bijan's like insane. Like, insane. You know? Because it's Bijan. But, like, year one, Gibbs kind of had a better year, and he had a share of backfield. Like, well, Algier, I guess, kind of did, but not as much as Bijan did this past year. You know? Where is he, actually? David Montgomery literally made our top 20. Like, he had a share of a backfield of the top 20 running back. Bijan didn't. So, for Gibbs to have 180 carries compared to 214 and only be 31 less rushing yards and have 10 more touchdowns rushing-wise, it's just, to me, it speaks volumes for what Gibbs is. But it's not a fault to Robinson at all. It's just what Gibbs does. And I will say, I think actually Bijan does win in the receiving side. Yeah, he does completely win in the receiving side of things. But it's just... Oh, man. Okay, maybe I'm convincing... No, because I'm putting Brees at higher. It's honestly, for me, it's like 3A and 3B, if that makes any sense.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I love Bijan is just better in my eyes on the field. He just has better hands than Gibbs.
Yeah. Bijan had to carry his team last year.
Bijan truly did. And he got harassed by Arthur Smith.
He has a good O-line. Not as good as the Lions, but he has a good O-line. But, like, still, he had Desmond Ridder at quarterback. Like, that's not fair.
I mean, the Falcons' O-line is, like, really good.
Yeah, but it's not Lions. It's not Lions or Eagles and stuff, you know?
I mean, I would put I like Falcons' O-line above Eagles this next year.
Now, I can understand that, actually, yeah. Offensive line rankings. nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, that'd be such a boring episode. I'd be...
see it, roll their eyes, and move on. But if y'all want to see it, let us know. We'll do it. I will take the time and study it if y'all want it to happen. But I'll put Gibbs here at 4. I went and looked at the receiving, and the receiving side actually just puts Bijan just slightly ahead of Gibbs for me. Like, there's like 3 less touchdowns, but like, dude, the Falcons offense outside of Bijan was awful. So
yeah. I have Henry here.
Respect. I like it.
Henry's a dog, but he is losing his step. And I wouldn't even hate if people put him in their top three, honestly. Oh,
I don't hate it either. I thought about it.
I did too, honestly. But then Gibbs coming off a great year. Yeah. Bijan is Bijan, and like
I thought about doing CMC, Brees, Derrick Henry, Bijan, Gibbs. That's what I thought about doing.
But, oh, was that your top three, like the
originally?
Yeah, we have the same top three. Well, no.
We're not. No,
yeah, you're higher on Brees. Then.
And Brees is going to be higher than Bijan. I am really high on Brees. And Brees had a better year. And he's post ACL. And he has the worst O-line for me. So.
But that just raises the chances of an ACL injury, though. That's all I hear.
I'm not going to put an injury on a calendar that hasn't started yet. Like, it's like, for a guy that hasn't had a reason to prove it, because he didn't miss a game this past year. Kyren in his first year missed 5 games. That's concerning. It's not Kyren's actual first year. But yeah.
Yeah,
I like where you have Henry, though. I will say top four, perfect. I have him at 5, but it's because of the lost step, and he's 30, and he's on a new team, and, you know, I've said it so many times now.
Yeah, you have your whole thing.
Yeah, I have my whole rule. The rule hasn't gone against me yet. In most years, it never goes against me, so I trust it. I just obviously, for those watching on YouTube, I just moved Bijan to 3. Those listening on Spotify or anywhere else, I just moved Bijan to 3. I'm putting Bijan at 3. Because I think as a running back, Brees is slightly better. And I think as a receiving back, Brees is also slightly better. But it's very, 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 very...
Did you not see the catches from Bijan this year? The catches.
But, like, with the ball in his hands, what Brees does is... Okay, Bijan did have that one highlight play that just popped into my head. But Brees is just phenomenal.
Bijan Robinson is... better with his feet, better hands, better, just better overall.
Hold on. Sorry, I'm trying to pull up the stats for both.
I mean, this year will really prove which one's better.
Yes, because they're both healthy. So yeah, they both played 17.
And Brees has a higher chance of getting injured just because of the previous injury. I'm not like hoping an injury on him or whatever.
I understand where you're coming from on it. But yeah, I don't know. I think Brees is just a slightly better running back. It's very slight, I actually will say. He's averaging better catching. Okay. So Bijan's averaging better catching, but this past year, Brees just had a better year he's post ACL. If he's post ACL, like, 1 year ahead, which he wasn't projected to do this at all this year. He was projected a good year, but he wasn't projected a, like, top year, which people argue he had a top year. He didn't beat 1,000, but, like, barely anybody did this past year. We were, like, low on the running back side.
Yeah.
It was a low rushing year in the league, actually. It was like a record low. It was a low scoring year, too.
Yeah, but Bijan just got screwed over, though.
True, but... Okay, Zach Wilson and Desmond Ridder. They both got screwed over.
Yeah, they truly both did.
Yeah. Brees was supposed to have Aaron Rodgers this year. So he really got screwed over more. He was supposed to have Aaron Rodgers. And then... tragedy struck because MetLife Stadium is still a thing. But I'll go ahead and put up my at my other two, which is Breece Hall at two and Christian McCaffrey at one. We'll talk about Christian McCaffrey when we get there, because obviously he deserves his own moment. So here's your three, and then we'll put up your two and one.
My three is Gibbs. You know, I think he's better than Breece Hall. And then I have Bijan, and then I have Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, completely fair.
I'm just really high on Gibbs. Coming off an amazing season.
It's amazing rookie year.
So I think he can keep that up, and I think he's just going to be a dog throughout. And then Bijan, like I said, I already said everything that I think of Bijan. And then Christian McCaffrey. It's all these other running backs that we've, like, our top four all combined in one.
Yeah, no, it's
receiving, McCaffrey's power, everything is just something McCaffrey different.
Literally my one exception to the rules. Like, 14, he's the only running back with over, like, 1,200 yards this past year.
Which that's crazy.
Like, on the running back, he had 14 touchdowns. He had a streak where he scored a touchdown like almost every week.
No, I remember that. That was just insane.
He combined for a total of 2,000 yards. And he's the Madden cover. That does nothing, but it's still funny. So, run with it and get rid of him in fantasy, because the stupid Madden curse is coming.
Yeah, and I remember I saw a thing that was like, if you bet money on Christian McCaffrey to score a touchdown every week, it was some crazy number. Like, you'd have a lot of money. But yeah, it's just,
I'm with you on that one, though. I like where you have Bijan. I prefer Breece.
That is completely fair. That is completely,
like,
I'm not gonna even act like, oh yeah, I understand. Just because, like, I am so high on Bijan.
I am a Bijan believer as well. I just also think Breece Hall is phenomenal.
And Bijan even screwed me in fantasy this year. So
you and me both.
He was my first pick. And I regretted it that year. Actually, the first three games I didn't, but then,
I mean, Bijan was still RB7. Breece ended up,
yeah, like,
Christian was RB1. ETN was RB3 or 4. Gibbs was up there too. Kyren was too. Henry was as well. But yeah, I think Mostert was somehow up there, which was really annoying because, like, he didn't even have that great a year. He just had a bunch of touchdowns because they just gave it to him at the goal line, because I guess they don't trust Tua at the goal line or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a Patriots fan and I'm just trying.
Wow, are you surprised? Not trusting
Tua?
I have not heard that one yet. yeah.
You'll hear that one a lot this season, I promise.
Coming from a Patriots fan.
You're coming from a Patriots fan, you know. I don't know. I feel like that's all with the running backs, though. You know, I don't feel like there's much more on these guys other than there was anticlimactic right at the end. They're like, oh, shocker, Christian McCaffrey at one. It's Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, that's like with the quarterbacks, too. It's like, oh, we have Mahomes.
With at least, like, the wide receivers, like, there's at least controversy, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
We didn't, but, like, well, okay, we didn't even do wide receiver ones. We just did, like,
grouping wide receivers.
Which we could have just done the ones. But, yeah. I feel like that's where we're going to wrap it up, you know? Is there anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
So we'll wrap it up on this episode. So I just want to say, Thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.